From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. In the 1950s, the U.S. was trying to develop a nuclear-powered engine that the Navy could use for submarines and aircraft carriers. And much of that work was done out in the Idaho desert near Idaho Falls at what would become the Naval Reactors Facility. Three prototypes were built at the facility, including one that powered the USS Nautilus, the first nuclear-powered submarine that hit the water in 1955. Idaho Public Television's award-winning program, Idaho Experience, has a new documentary on Idaho's nuclear navy, which will premiere Sunday night. And producer Aaron Kuntz is here to talk about it. So, okay, Aaron, how did you get interested in this idea? I know you used to live in eastern Idaho, and that's where the Idaho National Laboratory Complex is located. Any connection there?
Well, first of all, eastern Idaho is kind of home to me. I grew up there. I grew up in Blackfoot, Idaho. So I've been covering the Idaho National Lab as a journalist for many, many, many years. And I had been all over the INL, but I had never been able to go visit the Naval Reactors Facility. So I was always curious about what happened there. So we actually tried to do a story on Hayman Rickover, who was the admiral, the father of the nuclear navy, back in about 2020, rather. And they basically told us no.
Oh!
So we started to embark on a show just on the Idaho National Lab. And my videographer and I were in Idaho Falls in mid-March 2020. And as you may remember, that's when COVID-19 started to kick in.
Mm.
And we were told the day before, we were already in eastern Idaho, that they were closing down.
Oh.
And so that show kind of went onto the back burner. And then what happened was the Naval Reactors Facility had started the process to not decommission, but tear down three prototypes out in their facility.
Wow.
These are very historic prototypes. And as part of the process to preserve the history of it, they reached out to the State Historic Preservation Office. And the State Historic Preservation Office said, hey, yeah, well, here's the process you need to follow to preserve the history of it. We'd like to bring in Idaho Public Television. So they reached out to us and said, hey, would you like to be part of this? Jeff Tucker, our general manager, signed an agreement with the Naval Reactors Facility and SHPO, the State Historic Preservation Office, back in October of 2021. And so we started embarking on this journey.
So tell us about this facility. Go back in time. It's the 1950s. There's a lot of concern about nuclear power. We want to get nuclear power up and running, especially for the Navy. How did this facility get started?
So it started off actually not nuclear at all. It was owned by the Navy. So out in the Arco Desert, it's miles and miles of literally nothing but sagebrush and weeds and wildlife. And they used it to test big 16-inch guns that they took off of their ships.
Oh, wow.
And they would test them. So they would refit these large barrels because you could only fire so many rounds through them, and then they'd start to break down in Pocatello. And then they had to test it and make sure that it worked properly. So they would put these big, huge barrels. Now, we have pictures of this in the show to show you just how large they are. There's a guy standing on top, and he looks like an ant on top of these big barrels.
So it's like a training range almost. I mean, blowing things up.
Well, that's exactly what it was. It was a test range. And so then they would put these barrels on a train, and the train would go out to the Arco Desert, which was the proving ground. Nice. And they would fire these massive guns into the side of that one of the big buttes. Then if it worked properly, they would send it out to the coast. Now, the reason out in Idaho was a great place for this was because, one, it was remote. There weren't a lot of people, but it was also away from the ocean. They didn't know who was spying on this. This was the beginning, basically, of America's involvement in World War II.
Mm.
And then that basically closed down after World War II. The Cold War was starting to heighten, but they decided they didn't need the Pocatello refitting plant. They didn't need the proving ground anymore. At that point, things were starting to switch up a little bit, and they wanted to test nuclear reactors. And so they decided to use this naval ground to test reactors, which is today the Idaho National Laboratory, the lead nuclear research lab in the country.
So let's jump ahead to nukes and nuclear-powered submarines, because this is where they did the research to create the first nuclear-powered sub. It was the Nautilus.
It was the Nautilus, yes. Back in about 1946, the submarines were all diesel-powered.
Oh.
And so they were effectively surface ships that would float on the top of the water, but when they needed to be stealthy, they would then turn off the diesel engines and they would run on battery power. And so they didn't have a long time that they could be underwater, and then they'd have to resurface because they would have to start back up the diesel. The diesel engines would recharge the batteries. And you would also need, because it was burning fossil fuels, a way to exhaust the fumes. So these weren't long-term underwater submarines. They wanted to make it so that they could be underwater a lot longer, because the longer you're underwater, the better concealed you are.
Sure.
And the person they put on this was, at the time, Captain Hyman Rickover. And he started in 1946 to research the thought that they could use or harness the atom to power these submarines. So he worked back east on this for a little bit, and they came up with a plan, but they needed to figure out, could they put a large nuclear-powered reactor inside of a submarine? And so they needed a place to do this, and so they brought it here to Idaho. It was already being used to build a massive number of reactors. As I learned while creating this documentary, it was known as Prototype Prairie because there were so many reactors out there.
Wow.
Including EBR-1, which was being developed roughly the same time that Admiral Rickover was building the very first nuclear submarine engine reactor. And so they came out here to Idaho, and they basically built a tub of water, a massive tub of water, in this nondescript building. You can't tell what's going on inside this. And that building is still out there today, although they're starting to demolish it now. And then they built the kind of the hole, not a whole submarine, but the hole of a submarine where they would put this reactor so they could test whether or not it would work underwater. And the reason the water around it was for various reasons, one of them which was to figure out how loud it could be. Would it work underwater? Would it work in the confines of a submarine? And they figured out that it would work. And so the work that they did out there in what was known as S1W. S1W stands for Submarine First Generation Westinghouse. And that was the very first nuclear reactor that they put into the Nautilus, which is the very first nuclear-powered submarine. And this happened in the mid-1950s. And so they tested it. It worked great. They put it in the submarine, and it went out to sea. And this is a submarine that, for one, could stay underwater for days, weeks, and months. And they did. In fact, they sailed it from the Pacific Ocean under the polar ice cap and back over to the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. And this is during the height of the Cold War. The Cold War had started. We were in a rush to beat Russia and at the time USSR to be a world power. And this allowed our ships to be anywhere in the world we wanted it to be. Immediately after that, in the mid-1950s, they decided, hey, what if we could also use a nuclear reactor to power our aircraft carriers? Started work, and that reactor, the test reactor, was called A1W, Aircraft Carrier First Generation Westinghouse.
Oh, wow.
And this was the first reactor for the very first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, the USS Enterprise, or CVN-65. This launched in the early 1960s. It had eight reactors on this ship. And it was all that technology was developed here in Idaho and proved in Idaho. It's a very cool history that we have. And then the third prototype that they have out there, known as S5G, Submarine Fifth Generation, and G now stands for General Electric. It was another submarine reactor that they were testing out, more advanced. It worked under pressure. So inside this submarine hole out in this massive, massive pool of water, and it was painted red, so it stood out. They could actually rock it and roll it. What they wanted to know was, as they were pulling in and out the control rods with sort of power this nuclear reactor, you know, the ocean moves. And so does a submarine. Would it be able to, under pressure, continue to operate effectively as the submarine was going up and down and to the side and rolling?
Wow.
So it was really very cool. And we have some of the very few images of some of these reactors that probably most of the public has never seen before.
Wow. Okay. This is really amazing. We're speaking with Idaho Public Television's Aaron Kuntz about his documentary, Idaho's Nuclear Navy. It'll premiere Sunday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time on Idaho Experience. Aaron, you mentioned that they're dismantling some of these, right? They're dismantling S1W. And so, as you said, this is part of preserving a bit of history, an important bit of history.
Absolutely. So the public, I don't think most of us don't know, and I didn't know, what went on out at the Naval Reactors Facility, or that the Navy had a huge presence here in Idaho back in the day. And so as part of that preservation of history, working hand in hand with the Idaho State Historical Society and the State Historical Preservation Office, we created this documentary, did interviews, had a chance to go out to NRF, do some filming, which is just doesn't happen very often. We went out, visited the Nautilus in Groton, Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
I interviewed the director of the Naval Nuclear Propulsion Program, four-star admiral. We did his interview at his office in Washington, D.C. And also, I spent some time out at Norfolk, Virginia, as part of the Sailor for a Day program.
Oh, wow.
And got to fly out to an aircraft carrier, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which today is the second oldest nuclear-powered aircraft carrier the United States has. So it was Nautilus, then it was another one, and then it was the Dwight D. Eisenhower,
wow,
which is right now actively being used in the to support the Israeli conflict. So this is, it's kind of cool. So we got to see that, go down and film in the engine room, got to talk with sailors, got to really get the feel and really start to respect, for me anyway, we always know that we have a great Navy in the United States, but until you get to meet and rub shoulders with the people who actually are naval sailors, and see their drive and see their dedication to their jobs and how important those jobs are to the Navy, you just don't have a full respect for it. I have a huge respect for the Navy today. So, we're preserving this history. It's going to be shown on Idaho Public Television probably for forever. We're showing it to a broad audience who I think is going to be very, very excited to see this program. And even though those prototypes will be no more, now we'll have an understanding of what went on historically, be able to tell the story of what happened, get to meet some of the people who worked out there, and know this interesting, interesting piece of Idaho history and Idaho's link to the United States Navy and how important Idaho has been to the United States Navy.
Wow, that's amazing. We've been speaking with Idaho Public Television producer Aaron Kuntz about his documentary, Idaho's Nuclear Navy. It premieres Sunday night, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, on Idaho Experience. Aaron, thanks a lot, and thanks for preserving some history.
Thanks, Samantha. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.